Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Yes, I have a dream, and it's not some MLK dream for equality. I want to own a decommissioned lighthouse, and I want to live at the top, and nobody knows I live there. And there's a button that I can press and launch that lighthouse into space.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. You fucking made it.
Stanley.
My favorite guy. My spirit animal.
No, dude, it's all about Creed.
Creed's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a mixture of Creed.
No one messes with Creed Bratton and gets away with it.
The last person
that did.
Creed Bratton.
I like to think I'm a mixture of Creed and Stanley before they grow up. Creed for the anti-government stance and stealing identities and operating undercover, and Stanley for not giving a shit.
Yep.
Also being black. I think I'm gonna go for the reverse Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
No one's done it before. What's reverse vitiligo called? Reverse vitiligo?
Blackface. Being a person.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna become a person, you guys. I wasn't before.
I think it's just called blackface and racism, dude.
No. Not if it happens naturally.
What? You just all of a sudden turn dark?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like Michael Jackson
spots.
Did.
I think that's just like when you get like really, really tan. Like, you know the tanorexic lady?
No.
She, like, addicted to being tan?
Well, I've heard of that idea before, yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, like, she must have invested so much time to get to that point.
Yeah, like 40 years.
A lot of effort to warp a mind like that, so... Ugh. Congratulations, you have a hippocampus that'll never be the same.
You're famous.
I've been trying to like work on a base tan.
Oh yeah?
How's that going?
It's okay.
Slow and steady?
Yeah, because I'm going to Fresno in like a month. And so
I don't want to go down and burn. Yeah. You want to enjoy your time?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a pool down there, so you gotta be prepared for
that.
I'm gonna
be in that pool like the whole time.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna be in there like 3 o'clock in the morning. My aunt Shell's gonna be like, "Where the fuck are you?" And I'll be like, "The pool."
This tanning thing.
Drunk on the pool.
Sounds awesome. I don't think I've ever been drunk around a pool.
Really?
Maybe it's a good thing. I don't think so.
I think it's probably a good thing.
Dude, yeah. I was drunk in a pool in Vegas.
Nice.
I peed so much. It was great.
Oh, God. And the pool didn't turn, like, inky black?
Dude,
instantly?
Do you know how long I believe that?
How long?
Like, a long time. Like,
was it last year?
Like...
Till he did it.
Yeah, probably until I did it. And then I thought, oh, shit, maybe this is the wrong type of pool. Maybe they have something else instead of chlorine.
It only happens
yeah,
in chlorine.
Yeah, I was, like... Not well into my teenagers, probably early teenage years.
That does not happen. You know that, right?
I know it doesn't happen.
It's important to me
I'm
that you know this doesn't happen.
I know I often blur the lines between what I know and don't know, but let me be absolutely clear. I know that the ink in the pool thing is bullshit.
Okay.
All right, look, you say that you know a lot of shit, and then you just make some shit up off the top of your head.
It's pretty fun, right? We're having fun!
What's
no,
the last
no oh. fun. Goof free.
Say
the
again?
Last pool we were in was at McMenamin's.
That's true. And I think that was a saltwater pool.
A saltwater pool.
So that trick would not work.
No.
Yeah. It just won't work in natural water. It only happens if you inundate the pool with chemicals. Chlorine is just rebranded bleach, in my opinion. So... They scrubbed the Clorox label off of it, and they just wrote chlorine. Close enough. It's just like
same
how
thing.
There's like Dr. Mm-hmm. Dr. Thunder, but it's just.
Do you want to change the thing so people can see us?
No, I guess I should
no, that's
probably
like,
do that.
Me and my roommates just recently got a hot tub, right?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, really?
And we don't know how much chemicals to put in, so we just grab a couple of packets, dump them in, and be like, all right, well, if your skin burns off, we know that's too much.
Hmm.
So yeah, we're basically scientists.
There are these things that you can get that I'd probably recommend over that. I encourage science experiments at all times. But there's these cool things. It's like you know, the Space Needle, right?
Yeah.
It's like if you cut the feet off of that and made it super small, you put chemicals in the stick part.
So just like a regular needle?
Yes. I suppose. Let's just, yeah, let's go with that for simplicity's sake. But it, yeah, it just floats around in the pool like that, just distributing chemicals all the time, and you can use it as a kick-ass pool toy. You can throw it at each other.
Get chemicals in each other's eyes.
That's what I did when I had one.
I gotcha.
You can pull the bromine pills out of the thing and chuck them at each other. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Bromine pills leave a wicked welt, by the way. Not just because you're throwing them hard, but because it's, you know, chemicals.
It's chemicals, and your body doesn't like those.
Yeah. Imagine that you're throwing, like, a nitroglycerin pellet from Zorro 2 at somebody. That's what you're doing with bromine.
Hell yeah.
You're playing with fire in water.
Dude, I need me some nitroglycerin. I feel like...
It looks very fun.
It looks fun and horribly dangerous, and I'm living on the edge.
Was I right about that? Zorro 2? They have a whole nitroglycerin...
I'm pretty sure that was... That wasn't...
It was a Zorro movie.
Yeah, me like I should know.
You usually have, like, at least a baseline knowledge of all movies.
And I think I've watched a Zorro with you at one point. I was probably blitzed, but
that
I really...
That sounds about right.
I feel like
that's the
happens.
One with the guy with the hook hands, right?
What?
No.
No, yeah. Zorro doesn't have hook hands.
No, not Zorro.
Oh.
But, like, there's a villain that had hook hands.
I feel like possibly.
I feel like Penelope Cruz was in it.
Penelope Cruz was in it, yeah. Zororo. Whoops, I typed that really wrong.
Zororo. Now you roll up some anime on some weeb shit.
Yeah, keep me out of the weeb shit, please. Fucking category weeb. Villain Zorro Wiki. Let's see.
I don't feel like looking at A through Z, so type in Zorro Nitroglycerin movie.
Yeah, let's do that too. Let's see. Zorro Nitroglycerin. Did I spell it right? Nope.
Nope.
The Legend of Zorro. That sounds like...
Who is that with him?
2000... That's pretty sure Penelope Cruz. Wait a minute. Based on starring... No, Catherine Zeta-Jones. My bad.
Dang it.
Hey, I'm not here to keep track of who...
Wait, she's Welsh?
What's it to you? You racist?
No, it caught me off guard.
No, okay. What does it mean?
Being as she's in, like, a movie with, you know, Spanish people.
Right. No, it really doesn't match at all.
Yeah. But here we are, moving on.
She's
anyway.
She's doing Mexican whiteface, I think. Let's see. Swashbuckler. That's a Swashbuckler film? I thought
what?
Swashbucklers had to be pirates.
Yeah. I got a buddy who got some shoes that look like pirate shoes, and I called, asked him if he's going to go buckle his swashes with those. He never thinks it's as funny as I do, especially every time I say it.
Oh, come
which is
on.
Like... Every other week.
That's
so.
Hilarious.
No, and it's hysterical.
Should,
fuck him.
It should continue getting more hilarious.
That's what I thought, too.
Can you describe these boots more? Do they go up to his knees?
No, they're, like, probably, like, from the ankle, they're probably about this high.
Okay.
They go out just a little bit, not so they're not, like, tight, but they're not, like, big and flowy.
Definitely flared, though.
And then, like, on the side, on the outside...
There's a zipper?
It's, like, two leather straps go in to, like, a silver ring.
Yeah, those are pirate shoes, man. I can't think of anything else.
He's out there just buckling swashes and shit. Avast thee. Buckle the swashes.
I've always wanted my own swash, you know?
Yeah, just so I could buckle it, you know?
Seems really fun.
I think I could get down with buckling swashes.
Can get almost as much of a thrill from that as throwing car batteries in the ocean.
It's fucking fun and perfectly legal.
And you get such a rush from it.
The ultimate rush.
Where's the nitro?
And then those... Yeah, right there.
Secretly, soap bars are used as an ingredient for nitroglycerin. Is this the first movie? 9 years after the... Okay, so this is the second one. I was right. Zorro 2.
Yeah.
They don't call it Zorro 2,
Hey,
though.
You notice how they put a big Z on top of it, so it looks kind of like a 2?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's some sneaky poster work there.
Yeah, those
Check
guys
that
do the posters, they get paid too much to not throw shit in there and not think about every single thing.
Posters suck so bad nowadays, though. They really do. What am I looking at?
Elysium. Pacific Rim. Them shits is ill, dude.
All right. Pacific Rim poster. No one can see this. It doesn't matter. Pacific Rim poster on my wall is good. Elysium, it's okay.
Dude, I love that shit.
But there's some really shitty ones out there, man. And the and not just like the construction of the posters, but the thing that's bothered me a lot is when there's like... three or four people on the movie, the names of the actors are almost never above the heads.
Yo!
You know this.
Yeah, they put them in line from, like, most famous to least famous. Like, how about you put them in line with where the fuck they are
or
on the
how
screen?
Much they're paid or something?
I don't care what they do, as long as it's, like, a correlated fashion.
Not this disorganized bullshit.
Yeah, so, it's like Brad Pitt over here on the end, but he's over here on this side. You're like, come on, man.
We're starting the campaign again. Make us editors of Hollywood.
Yes.
And we will fix this problem.
Oh, speaking of editors of Hollywood, did you see the trailer for the new Sonic movie?
No, but I've seen screenshots of what Sonic looks like, and it is as much of a dumpster fire as I knew it was going to be.
But. Due to the internet backlash, the director tweeted out, like, all right, well, you guys have spoke, and you don't like it. We're going to redesign it right now. Hashtag gotta fix fast.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, he saw the internet backlash. And honestly, I don't think Sonic's design is going to save this absolute dumpster fire of a movie. I think Jim Carrey will. But, you know, here we are. I'm still going to watch the shit out of it.
Rewind.
Yes.
What stake does Jim Carrey have in this? Is he Sonic?
He is Dr. Eggman.
Okay, no, that's actually a really good choice.
Yeah,
are they
going to
make him fat?
No, he's not fat in the movie, but he has like the red coat. And at the beginning of the movie, he has the mustache, or he has a mustache.
Okay.
But he's not bald. Then there's like a quick clip from like near the end where he's bald and he has just a big, great Eggman mustache.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just really intrigued where they're... I have to watch it. I'm going to.
Someday I will. It will probably be a hate watch.
Yeah.
I grew up with the original Sonic the Hedgehog game on the Genesis. So, I get some clout in this whole thing. The movie should have never really... been done, but Jim Carrey is crazy enough to do the Eggman right.
Yeah.
I know he will. I just wish he was shaped like an egg, you know?
Yeah, they could have gotten Jack Black. I would have been fine with Jack Black.
Yeah.
With literally anything, really.
If it had been Jack Black, they probably would have made him sing, and I don't think Dr. Eggman's supposed to ever sing. The only thing... so it depends on... Is Jim Carrey's take on Dr. Eggman, is he going by Dr. Eggman or Dr. Robotnik?
I think he starts off with Robotnik.
He does? Okay. Because if he stays with Robotnik, that's fine. Be whatever shape you want. You could be a goddamn trapezoid. I don't care. It has no relation to egg.
Yeah.
Which tells me you gotta be shaped like an egg.
I imagine at some point he's gonna be trying to catch Sonic. He's gonna get so mad that he's gonna be building all these robots and stress eating, and then he's gonna roll up in a fat suit.
What's Dr. Eggman's guilt food?
Fuck if I know. Probably hedgehogs.
He's probably no. You know how Sonic's always catching rings?
Yeah.
I bet he's just tossing donuts straight down his mouth the whole time, just for the pure symbolism of it.
Yeah.
So, are there rings in this movie?
I saw like one ring, but it almost seemed like it was a portal. Like he threw a ring out and then ran through it and ended up somewhere else. So I'm not sure.
Oh, that happens. That happens in the game.
Really?
Yeah. Not the original one, but there are giant rings you can jump through to do shit. Yeah.
No, but this is like a portal. Not like it doesn't launch you like a ring. It's just like
you're in a different place. Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is,
it looks weird as fuck, but
it looks wild. But I am definitely gonna watch it. Just because it's fucking Sonic, I have to.
I'll just let the saga play out. I'm not gonna let my money be a factor in it at all. Yeah. I don't wish to contribute to any decisions people are making about intellectual property. I'm moving out from that.
That brings us that segues not very well, but it does, into my next point.
Well, that's what we do here.
Yeah, we don't segue, we just move.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Detective Pikachu. I'm very excited.
That's stupid.
I'm very excited.
Uh-huh.
I just don't feel like Ryan Reynolds was the right choice for Pikachu.
I don't know if anyone would have been the right choice for Pikachu.
Like, I don't know what I imagined Detective Pikachu would be like, and I haven't looked up Detective Pikachu at all. Obviously, it's its own whole thing. They got all this...
it was a series of games that we don't know anything about?
Some shit like that. Okay. Or maybe it was a comic or something.
I'll plug it in here.
Anyway, the point is, I don't know what Detective Pikachu's personality is, but for some reason, every time I hear Ryan Reynolds speak, I just don't see it, you know?
It's an adventure game, published by the Pokemon Company for the 3DS, spin-off of the Pokemon franchise, in which the player works with a talking Pikachu to solve various mysteries. Shorter downloadable version, blah blah. In contrast, Detective Pikachu is an adventure game spin-off focusing on narrative storytelling with a presentation comparable to the Pokemon anime series.
Do they have a PS4 version? I'll buy it.
No mention, I think. Just Nintendo 3DS, it looks like.
What?
Yeah, so you need
Why'd I sell mine?
You had a 3DS and you sold it?
Fuck yeah, I did. Mm. It was baller, too. I was playing Pokemon Y version.
Why?
They're moving up, man. There's so many
Pokemon.
They move
beyond colors, and they're just using the alphabet now?
Yeah, they... What are they... Not even that. They had... What'd they have? Red and blue, and then gold and silver. What came after gold and silver? Was it ruby and emerald?
Chartreuse, mauve.
And cerulean.
And cerulean. And then they had black, white. And then they had sun and moon. And then they had X and Y. There's definitely one I'm forgetting in there. It's too much.
It's far too much. I'm out.
I should get I should get another 3DS. I really want to play Detective Pikachu.
I bet they're really cheap now.
Yeah, dude, I bought mine for like $200.
Ever since the Switch came out, like, I think the prices for everything else has fallen. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of something. So on Sunday, I dropped my phone in the toilet. I don't know if you heard about this.
No, go on.
This very phone that I hold in my hand.
It's a pee phone.
No, it has been sterilized and washed.
Once a pee phone, always a pee phone.
Always a...
In your mind, maybe, but I assure you it has been sterilized to the standards of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
You ever been wiping your butt and then you, like, your finger goes to the toilet paper and you get poop on your finger? That will forever be your poop finger. That's the same thing that goes for your phone.
It's just the same finger that you use for poop for the rest of the time? Can I know which one is your poop finger?
Well, I don't have that.
Come on. This is a very specific instance that you just described.
Middle finger.
Oh, damn, I fell. Yep, I walked right into it.
The middle finger. No, that's actually a real thing. That's my poop finger.
Oh, God.
And I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
Is it the right finger?
Yep, right poop finger.
Okay.
Right middle poop finger.
And I think in India, the entire left hand is just the poop hand. So just watch out for that.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, phone fell in the toilet. In this very case and all that, this case... And these weird plugs that I have in the charging and headphone ports,
yeah.
They saved its life. I guarantee it.
Why do you have plugs in there in the first place?
Because I work in a very dusty work environment. I learned my mistake with the previous phone I had, which will no longer hold anything in the headphone jack anymore. You stick something into it, and it just jumps up a little bit, and it won't ever play sounds. Out of that port.
That would drive me absolutely fucking bonkers.
Yeah, so that phone is fucked forever, and it's just my spare, like, just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kept this thing on rice for 3 days. It's completely fine. No loss of battery integrity, no slowdowns, no connectivity problems.
So you dropped it in the pee toilet, then you rinsed it off, and then just threw it in rice?
Well, I dried it off, and then I left it in a bag of rice for 3 days.
So yeah. You never washed it?
No, I wiped it down with one of those fucking, like, Clorox wipe things.
Yo, pee seeps, man. It's a liquid. It seeps in everywhere.
Yeah, it seeps, but here's the thing. Okay, maybe you don't know all about this case. Look, I'll pop all these bits out, right? So we got this red bit, right? Definitely got some miles on it.
Yeah.
Coming up on 2 years. We pop this bitch off. Boom.
Yeah.
It's got a little rubber boy all around the phone.
It seems like a bit much, but go on.
And this rubber boy... covers all of the cracks all around here. Most of the water would have gone in to the speakers.
Wait, does my rubber cover the... Oh, shit, it totally does.
It goes around the top edges, right?
Yeah, the top edges and just this reset button and then the headphone jack and port. And
this phone was in that water for 2 seconds maximum.
It was great because I heard it. Like, I was walking in the hallway outside the bathroom, and I heard that. I was like, did you just drop your phone on the toilet? And he's like, yes.
No, it was extremely audible. It was sadly audible.
Isn't it weird? Like, the sound it makes, bloop.
I hate it. So this has happened to you before?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when did you do this? We're brothers.
No, this was an older phone. It was was it my flip phone or my BlackBerry?
Eh, I wasn't there.
This was back in, like... 08, 09, whenever.
Before the show.
Yeah, before the show.
Mm-hmm.
But not much before.
Okay.
But yeah,
it probably still had buttons on it, right?
Yeah.
So that was a BlackBerry. I remember that phone, actually.
Yeah, because I was Brick Breaker. I fucking killed that game. Anyway, the point is, yeah, Walmart bent over him. Boop.
Oh, God, a Walmart toilet?
A Walmart toilet. This was after I had flushed and everything, so everything was fine.
Oh.
So I just yanked it out of there, dried it out, threw it in some rice, and was like, well, let's see what happens tomorrow. And it was totally fine.
You only waited one day?
Yeah.
Man, you're braver than me.
No, not even a whole day, overnight.
Wow. Yeah, you're braver than me. Everything I was reading was saying like 48 to 36 hours, and I took it to like 38 hours.
I'd always heard just overnight. If it didn't get it by then, it won't.
I just wanted to be extra sure about it, you know? Like, I didn't want to take any risks. But, yeah, so this is kind of a toilet phone, but don't dwell on that too much. The other amazing thing is because they stopped making this phone in, like, 2016, you can still get it on Amazon for only $90. I can replace my phone for $90. So even if it did die, it would barely fucking matter.
Like a brand new one?
Yep. In the box. Unlocked.
Do you think I can get another S7?
For
cheap?
Probably,
I don't need, like, the fucking S11 or whatever they have now.
No, fuck that. You're going to be dropping, like, $600+ on that thing. Oh,
it's about 1,000.
I'm telling you, you could probably get the S7 somewhere. If not Amazon, you'll find some dude on Craigslist that still has it in the box. You're going to have to meet him in a KFC parking lot.
Yep.
And he's going to open his trunk. Yeah, and like, you're going to have the cash in your pocket, but you're going to be slightly covering it just in case he jumps you, and he opens the trunk, and he's got, like, a tire iron sitting next to the phone, and you're like, yep, looks good, and you just hand him the money.
There's a tire iron and, like, a rope.
Yeah. At the very least, have him turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay? I bought a computer from the back of a guy's car before. It's that guy behind the silver one, actually. And I got pretty lucky with that because I wasn't in a place where I could test it.
Yeah.
Don't make my mistake. It turned out fine for me, but it probably won't work for you. Just in case you're buying phones out of a trunk of a car.
I might be buying 3DSs out of the trunks of cars now. I really want to get one.
They're still making them, right?
They gotta be. How much is one on Amazon versus how much is one on...
Let's find out. 3DS. You can get a 3DS. Oh, that's expensive.
XL Galaxy style?
What the hell is an XL? I don't know. Can we just get a regular one, please?
2DS XL?
3DS Cosmo Black.
Straight up, I don't even like the 3D version. I prefer 2D.
Oh, so you'd rather have 2D then?
I'd rather have the 2D, but like...
When you're plunking down $180 on it, if that's really what you want.
Wait, go back.
This one?
$140 for a 3DS? Versus $180 for a 2DS?
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on here.
Fuck you.
I think maybe...
Fuck you.
I think maybe one of these isn't coming from Nintendo. Like, see, okay, this says it's coming from Nintendo, the 2DS.
Yeah.
For $179. And then we go up here... Oh, no, this is Nintendo, too. So they're just trying to give away the 3DS. I'm pretty sure it was
Wait, go back to the 2DS.
2DS. Here he is.
Oh, the size of the bottom screen.
What?
It's bigger on the 2DS XL.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Like, the borders are gone.
Yeah, see, but I feel like I need to get a 3DS XL just so, like, in case there's certain games that have to have, or they're only for 3DS rather than 2DS.
I think the 3DS was kind of a failed product, honestly, because nobody liked the way it was doing 3D.
Yeah, 3D fucking sucks.
They were trying to...
They even left it as an option, 3D or 2D.
3D everything sucks. Like, you gotta... Yeah. You have to sacrifice the integrity... of you being able to hold your eyes in a normal position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do that for long enough, your eyes will start going crossed, like, permanently. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you ain't talking Avatar, I don't want to talk 3D.
Yeah. This warning I have here, it sounds like the same thing that your mom would tell you, where, like, if you watch TV, your brain would turn into mush.
I mean, she was right, but...
I promise, yeah, that's real, too. It's all real.
Yes.
It's true. All of it.
And now you spend all your days looking at its screen.
Not all my days.
You need to get blue light glasses. That's what you need.
Me? Why?
You just throw them on there, it blocks blue light from entering your eye pores and causing eye strain and reduced eyesight.
I don't know. I think my eyes are doing pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing good now. You're how old? 24? Are you 25 now?
I'm 24.
Yeah, 24?
How old am I, really? Ooh. There was some confusion on that point. Mostly with myself.
Yeah. I feel you.
That only...
After 21, you just kind of lose count for 2 years, and then you just never pick it back up.
The number became not important once I was allowed to legally do pretty much everything except rent a car.
Yeah.
That's the next step, and then, like...
Just rent a car, and I don't want to do that in the first place, because rent a car places are fucking shady. Yeah.
What's my next milestone age after that, I guess, when I collect Social Security?
Not 30, dog.
30?
That's when... existential dreads really starts to set in. You start to feel it when you're 25, and then you hit 30 and it gets so much worse.
Oh, I thought that was my teen years. I thought that was over.
No, it gets so much worse when you're 30 because you sit back and you look at your life and you're like, I should have been here and instead I'm here. Then you feel bad and then all of a sudden you're 45 and then you're retiring.
Well, see, now that we're talking about this now, it won't happen.
I mean, I hope.
No, no, this is a good exercise. Yeah. Now that we you put the fears of what will happen at 30 out in the open, it just you can avoid it completely.
I can only speak for every guy I've ever talked to that's 30 or over.
Don't let your mind go there. It's pretty easy to control your own consciousness.
Yeah.
You
just focus on good stuff.
You are the master of your own story. You're the main character in your own novel. Why
you
would you
are the
let...
hero of this story?
Yes, I believe that 100%.
Mm-hmm. No, Joe Rogan has a great quote that he heard somewhere and is repeating.
You've seen those apes? They can tear you to fucking shreds. Is that what he said?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Off a completely plant-based diet. I wonder if they've ever tried DMT.
Fucking.
But no, he says, treat every day as if you were the hero of your own story. Like, if you wake up and then today was the start of a movie, of a hero movie, what would the hero do? Do that.
Depends on the movie.
Well, the movie usually starts with the hero like being down in the dumps and being really sad for a while and then picking it back up. So I'm just going to stay right there until I pick it back up because I don't want to like just start the movie off on a good note. They have to feel bad for me first.
I got to be the version of the hero that doesn't finish a half-drunken beer next to his bed when he wakes up. That's a very Riggs from Lethal Weapon thing to do. Yeah. I don't want to be Riggs.
Like, you wake up, finish the half beer that you left over from the night out, and then just, like, go brush your teeth and get ready for work.
Yeah. Dude, Riggs' whole life is an existential crisis. Don't be that guy. He may be a badass and, like, you know, saves dudes from jumping off of roofs, but it comes at a price.
Yeah.
Being insane.
Yeah, just an absolute fucking nut job.
But you can also pop your shoulder back into its socket by slamming it against a wall, so...
See, I've heard of that, and I've never seen it happen.
Someday... We'll see that happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do it. You just have to.
Is there a YouTube video of that? Actually, you know what? I don't feel like looking at that. Moving on.
Yeah, you don't want to.
No.
You hear one joint popping back into its socket. You've heard all you want to.
Yeah.
From the human body.
No, that's like people saying, like, oh, you need to look up this video of this certain wound. It's so gross. Like, then why the fuck do I want to look at it?
If anybody sends you a liveleak.com link, just don't click it.
Yeah.
You know that's just a dead zone. That's just a place that will permanently burn itself into your brain.
Yeah, I got put onto a group chat with some of my veteran buddies, and they just send memes to each other, and I don't look at them, because I know it's just going to ruin my fucking day. So, we move on.
What the hell kind of... Are they, like, gore memes?
Just gross shit. Like, one of them was, like, this girl sitting there with just, like, just crazy bad herpes on her mouth. And said, we get it. You went to Coachella.
Is that the... I'm a little suspicious of that. Because don't you have to wait a while to... Because what's the deal? Like, I think I saw a headline, giant herpes outbreak at Coachella. Like, how did they figure that out already? Doesn't it take a while for, like, herpes to do its thing? Did they test everybody as they were walking out of Coachella?
Like, excuse me, do you have herpes?
We're doing a survey. Please let us swab the inside of your cheek. That's... I wouldn't... submit to that. Fuck that.
Like, I'm drunk, but not that drunk. I'm leaving.
Also, what do you even do at Coachella besides, like, do drugs, listen to shitty music, and have sex with strangers? Like, you should have known that's what was going to happen to you when you walked into Coachella.
That sounds like a festival to me.
Coachella is Latin for biohazard, it turns out.
I believe it.
Yeah. As you should.
No, there's a YouTuber I follow.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really a YouTuber. He just makes funny... Yeah, he's a
YouTuber. Just happens to be on YouTube.
He plays a YouTube character.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Anyway, him and his buddy go to Coachella. They spent most of the time just bored as fuck. They're just like, this place fucking sucks. Like, I hear the music, and it's too loud, even from where I'm at. We're at the bar right now. It's hot as fuck out here, and there's nobody here. They're all over there listening to this shitty music.
And you got to experience all that for $2.75 a ticket.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Is it
really that much?
That's what I heard.
Fuck, dude.
I'm out of all future music festivals, straight up.
I really do want to go.
You're on my side, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's...
I do kind of want to go to that one on the one in the gorge that Ben was talking about that he went to. But I think they sold out, like, immediately.
Anyone we know that was going there? Not, like, Ben, but bands.
Nope, just Ben.
Weezer?
Fuck, if
I don't know. Is Weezer even... Do they exist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they real?
Doesn't feel like it, no. I've never seen Weezer, so I've I don't believe in them. That's awesome.
Concert, yeah. When they did the Red Album.
That was their their golden years?
I think so.
Pinkerton is shit, right?
I wouldn't call it that.
No?
But...
I've heard it is.
It's not my favorite.
Okay. Does not rank in the top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when they were in Portland, when I saw them, they did a cover of, gosh, something off Wish You Were Here, I think. And they started playing it, and I recognized immediately what it was. And these, like, 35-year-olds in front of me were like, what's this shit? This is awful. And I was like, this is Pink Floyd, you dipshit. Respect this. And they shut up so fast. They were, like, so, I don't know.
Embarrassed, I hope.
Oh, my God, this is Pink Floyd. I love Pink Floyd. Yeah. Clearly not very fucking much.
Yeah, they were like, what is this? This is horrible. And then they're like, oh my God, I love Pink Floyd.
I just don't like that.
Apparently you don't because you don't know what it is.
You fucking moron.
Yeah.
They're probably just the kind of people that say they love Dark Side of the Moon because that's just the first one that they can think of. Wait, what's the term? Posers.
Yeah.
Right? Can a 35-year-old be a poser? Absolutely. I think so.
Dude, you remember being in like middle school to like early high school? Being like actually being known as a poser was like a big fucking deal. Like, if somebody said you were a poser and meant it, that was a... You're going to fight after school. Do you remember that at all?
No. I was never accused of that, thankfully. It does sound bad.
No, I've heard, like... Or, I never was, either. I never wore skate shoes, and I never pretended to skate.
Skate shoes.
Seriously, that's what
Heelys.
It was. Heelys. But, yeah, no, if somebody, like, wore skate shoes but didn't skate, people were like, oh, that guy's just a fucking poser, and they were for sure fighting.
Oh, not like the Heely kind of skate shoes, yeah. But like
no, those band. Are like, those are the real skate shoes, the ones everybody wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, never really had to be accused of being a poser because think I was. We were presenting our own brands at the time. We weren't trying to fit into a weird fucking subculture.
Stereotypes.
We were above them, man.
Yes.
We looked down on them and we laughed.
We have elevated.
Yeah, what the hell are we now? Is this a stereotype, what we're doing?
Podcasters?
Kind of right now.
It is, but like at the same time, we started it, so.
I barely even want to associate with the word podcaster, really. I'd like to think we're a bit more punk rock than that, but hey, I have a mohawk. I'm allowed to be punk rock.
That's fair.
Yeah, so.
You have half a mohawk.
Half? Where's the other half?
It doesn't go down the back.
Oh, it's got to go here?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you do only have half a mohawk.
I could build that up.
You have a mohawk.
I wanted you. I wanted you for so long to have a mohawk.
You wanted the...
And you, like, you were always like, no. So.
You were like, wee.
There's still time
exactly
for me.
Exactly what it was like.
Based off of what I know of my family history, I won't ever run out of hair. So, just count on a mohawk sometime in the future.
A white mohawk. How fucking sweet would that be?
Wait, like I gotta dye my hair blonde?
No, like your dad. Look at your dad. Salt and pepper hair. And he's not. Yeah. He's definitely not that old. So, you're gonna have gray hairs coming in real hot.
I already got gray hairs, bro.
Yeah. Yes.
There is one somewhere in here. I can't ever find it. But there are, for sure, definitely two gray hairs in this beard right now.
Nice.
She found them.
Almost all of the hair that's growing back from when I was in the hospital is gray now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
It's kind of stupid.
Is that just, like, from when your body just, like, died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's been 6 months since I was, like, legitimately dying.
Yeah, I just think all those cells, that their energy was just expended, and all it can produce is... just gray hairs now.
Yeah.
But it's not...
It doesn't have the energy to produce color, so...
Mm-mm.
Not necessarily a bad thing, though. It's going to be the Silver Fox thing that you got going on. It'd be super cool if there was, like, a cluster of just gray hairs, like in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. If you could just, really quickly, just,
if you,
like,
could just, like, really concentrate.
Yeah, focus your will on your scalp, okay? We're talking, like, the upper right temple area. Just sprout it.
It should happen there, because that's where my mom's gray hair is, and that's where my grandma's gray hair was.
That's cool.
So
yeah,
you're gonna get it.
Or I'll just go,
you might need to meditate for a couple hours.
Yeah, or I'll just turn into my dad and have white hair
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna happen with you.
Well, better white hair than bald.
Yeah, I we were talking about this on the way over here. There's okay, I'll be as non-specific as possible. This won't ever make it back to this person.
There's a person in your life.
There's a person who I have seen
at a time
recently
with the weirdest comb-over attempt I have ever seen. So here's the deal. So imagine this. It's the mixture of, it's kind of like my dad's hair, but more gray than brown or black, whatever the fuck you call it. Are you technically a brunette? What do we call your hair?
I think so.
What does it take to be a brunette?
Just dark haired.
Because
anything from light brown to, like, absolutely black.
That counts?
Brunette.
Okay, but beside the point, guy's got, like, that mixture of hair, right? Starting to bald at the front. Weird patchiness going on in the back of the head.
He knows that it's fashionable to shave up, like, the whole sides, right?
I doubt it.
Well, if you're over 45, you're kind of frozen in time.
I know, but if you aged well and you have that hairstyle, boom.
Yeah.
You got it.
I don't know if this guy will ever realize it, and I don't know if anyone's ever going to tell him that that's what he should do, but the hair is slicked back as much as it possibly can be over these weird checkerboard patches on the back of his head, and it doesn't work.
Face.
It only goes about, like, a third of the way down the head, and you can still see all that weird shitty patchwork.
Sounds like he probably has, like, eczema on it.
Eczema.
Or, like, psoriasis on his scalp.
Let's
and that's
look
why
those up.
And that's, I'm gonna guess psoriasis. Was it, like, red and splotchy?
I don't remember just, red splotches.
Or is it just bald spots?
I think it was just bald spots. Dermatitis, does that
also
count?
You get bald spots on the sides of your head.
Sure.
Dermatitis, also known as eczema. Scalp?
Dermatitties.
A moment of silence for that joke. symmetrically grouped or distributed in the upper or lower back, butt, elbows, knees, neck, shoulders, and scalp. So it could be dermatitis. Psoriasis. Scalp.
That seems more...
Areas
more
of the body.
That more is bad.
Areas of the body most commonly affected are the back, the forearm, shins, navel area, and scalp. Guttaterie psoriasis has drop-shaped lesions. I will take more observations. It was just a very distracting thing that I saw today.
This very weird comb back.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a comb over. It was just a comb. It was just like a wipe. It was a smear on top of his head.
You tell him if he just grows
worse and worse.
Tell him if he grows out his hair really long, he can just wear it in a ponytail and everything will be fine.
Yeah, he can just look to me for comfort.
Yes.
There's hope for you, man.
Look at me. I am gorgeous.
You can make it. So I should really go for the mohawk, huh?
Mohawk.
According to my wife, I should do the mohawk. I'm so far in support of it because I know at least this front part looks pretty good with it, so why not just do the whole thing? I don't think it's against the dress code. The only, like, stipulation regarding hair is, like, don't let it flop around because it'll get caught in a machine.
Oh, so it's all safety concerns rather than appearance?
Yeah, I think I can avoid that.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and also you can't... you know, like, wear low-cut shirts at work and stuff like that. Who do we got on the line here?
Who's on the horn?
What are you sending me, babe?
It's a song about Coachella.
Oh, should I play it?
Oh, it's funny, yeah.
Okay.
It has Satan from Sabrina.
Sin. Oh, where's my fucking...
Satine.
Satine.
let's get this going here. But is it describing how shitty Coachella is?
Well, I think so. Okay. They're listing them as positives, but, you know.
I can't. Oh, Satan is listing them as positives? Or is it just the guy that plays Satan?
The guy that plays Satan.
Satanists have some fun adorable. Ideas.
Yeah.
I missed him on the screen.
Yeah. I'll talk shit about Coachella all day, but I've never actually been, so just take that with a grain of salt.
You ever heard of this interesting thing about, remember when Westboro Baptist Church was a thing?
Yeah.
There was this time, there was this group of people who, I don't know if they were true Satanists. They were definitely claiming to be. They did this thing where they found the grave of the guy who founded that church, and they performed a pink mass on his grave. A pink mass is when you perform a ceremony over someone's grave that turns them gay in the afterlife. I thought it was pretty funny.
Dude, that's hysterical.
I don't know if that's... You don't seem to be jiving with that. Is that real?
I thought
the big thing about Satanism was that basically they were atheists. They just used the name Satanist for...
It's kind of inherent that's in different. The name.
Like, atheism is you don't believe in anything. Satanism
yeah, I know.
Is you believe in Satan.
Is hail Satan?
Yeah, see, like, and I... Oh, and like I thought that too until like I read up on them and they said like no Satanism is basically atheism. Like one of the big things is like killing people is super against their stuff, their teachings because they believe this is the only life you have.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'll have to look into it from a more credible source than some clickbaity fucking news article.
Anyway, let's get the psoriasis.
30 things
out of the
about
way.
Satanism.
This is about Coachella.
St. Clair.
What is St. Clair? Is that the...
I don't know. I just know it's Luke Cook.
I miss...
Luke Cook.
Babe, it's Clarissa. I miss you. Oh, so fooled me. Much. I know you just dropped me up, but I'm already
missing you. And I miss Coachella. Ugh, is that him? Yes.
It's so boring. There's no music. Should I know who this is?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Babe, what are you talking about? Los Feliz? Do you mean... I need my lips done. But I seriously do, though. Do you know what I mean? And the Ferris wheel is so iconic. Did you see what I did with Josh on there? I blew him. I miss Coachella.
Wait, so this guy is Satan?
Yes.
That's confusing.
Oh, he is so... Oof.
I mean, he clearly works out.
He's a nice piece of ass.
In short shorts.
I was expecting more footage of Coachella, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just like, did you see what I did to him on the Ferris wheel?
That is pretty funny.
I blew him.
I just got a, yeah, it was just, I expected something else, but this is fun.
I don't know what I expected, but this is still fantastic.
I was expecting documentary footage.
Oh,
but, so
my bad.
This is what the show is all about. Complete left fields.
I miss Coachella.
Complete left fields are fun, but what about right fields? What comes out of right field? Anything?
The good stuff.
Assholes?
I don't know if anything comes out of right field.
Assholes and elbows.
Don't mix them.
I don't know.
That's like
those are two very different things.
Yes, they are. That means they should not be mixed.
Yes.
Kind of like engine oil and bleach. Don't do it.
Ew.
I believe it makes mustard gas.
Unless you want your car to go fast.
No, wait. I think it's ammonia and bleach.
Yeah, it's definitely ammonia and bleach.
Okay. That explains the headache that I got last weekend when I was cleaning out the cat box. Because I used Clorox wipes to clean out the piss tray. And I believe that activated a mustard gas thing.
So you almost killed everybody in the house and you're like, well,
no, just
the box
me.
Is clean.
Just me.
Oh, that's fine, then.
It was localized to my space. It was a very minimal amount of cat piss. You know, it was just like a little baby bit.
My dad did that when he was a kid, though. He played scientist and made mustard gas.
Oh, shit. Filled the house?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Can you, like, actually see it? Is it green?
I don't know.
I didn't see
green.
Just
all of a sudden, like, people start dying, and you're like, ooh, that must be it.
I didn't see green, but I felt green. How about that?
Okay.
That reminds me of this.
I can't believe I'm getting booed for that. I thought that
everybody
was fun.
Boo this man. Boo.
Boo.
I accept that your boos as applause.
That reminds me of this terrible joke I heard.
Gimme.
So this guy's eating at a restaurant by himself, right? Girl across the room sneezes. All of a sudden her glass eye comes flying across the room and instinctively just snags it out of midair.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes over and grabs it. She's super embarrassed. She says, let me buy you dinner as, you know, just as like repayment. And he's like, yeah, sure. Join me. I'm like, nobody's here. Mm-hmm. So this woman is very attractive. They sit there eating. It turns out they have a lot in common. He has an amazing time, gets her phone number. Then he tells her as they're leaving, he's like, you are the most charming woman I've ever met in my entire life. Are you this nice to every guy you meet? She says, no, you just happen to catch my eye.
Jared, you know, you're my friend. I've known you for a long time, but I need you to fucking leave right now, okay?
And never come back.
This is over the line! I'm just kidding. That was great.
Isn't that awful? Terrible jokes.
That reminds me of that. Did I tell you about the Nathan Lever thing?
Nathan Lever?
Huh. It was like this fucking... It's a novelette, basically.
Yeah.
You read like 80 pages of this thing. Titled The Longest Joke in the World, and it's some bullshit about like you're walking around in the desert and you meet a snake. His name is Nate, and he's guarding this lever in the middle of the desert. Okay, just accept that. And if the lever gets pulled, did I talk about this on the show?
You mentioned it. I don't remember the punchline.
Okay, I'll just summarize it. You find this lever that he's guarding, you pull it, the world ends, okay? Just accept that as a fact in this construct of shit. You develop, like, a relationship with the snake, and you visit him, like, a whole bunch of times. I don't know what else the fuck happens, but at one point, you're, like, for some reason, barreling straight towards this snake that is your friend in a truck, and you have to choose either kill your friend or flip the lever that destroys the whole world. And out loud, you say, better Nate than lever, and you kill your friend, the snake. The end.
Boo.
Yeah. This isn't my
fantastic
joke. Yeah, so I just...
An 80-page joke.
I read this, like, 5 years ago, so none of you had to.
I appreciate
I'm just... Yeah, I'm saving you from the pain here. I promise... That's all you need to know. Nobody should experience that.
80 pages just for better Nate than lever.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I was so sad.
They built up this elaborate story.
Yeah.
A novel.
I didn't even...
A novelette.
I didn't even fucking know. Yeah, I'd consider it a novelette. I think a novelette is like, it's longer than a short story and shorter than a full-blown novel.
Yeah.
So it could be anywhere from like 50 to 200 pages. Let's call it that. Yeah, sure. But yeah, I just wanted to save everybody from that. I just couldn't. When I read that, I was like, it was shocking to me because
did it bring you like physical discomfort?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah.
Like, because I realized how much I remembered what time it was when I started reading it, and then I looked at the clock afterward and was just very sad looking at that.
Was that at least like a well-written story?
You
got kind of pulled into the story.
Yeah. You know, it was fine. You know, I obviously, like, I read the whole goddamn thing, but I just had no idea that...
You could end it on such a stupid note.
Yeah, that the concept of comedy could be twisted in such a obscene way that was so torturous to the end user of the comedy. It was...
Better Nate than Lever.
God damn.
Dude, speaking of comedy, I've told you about Theo Von, right?
I know of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was listening to him on one of Joe Rogan's mini podcasts that he's had him on. And he's talking about how, like, going big game hunting, how you start small, like, you just slowly work your way up. And, like, people...
So start with amoebas?
Yeah, people, like, start with, like, I don't know, like, they shoot elk. They're like, man, I really want to go shoot. And then, like, all of a sudden they end up, like, fucking paying to go shoot giraffes or some shit, you know?
Oh, okay, so but what up. About the amoebas?
Okay, no, that's not the point. Anyways, and then Theo Von...
No, this is the whole point.
This isn't. Okay. They even, like, remotely...
Sorry, you keep going.
And then Theo Von's talking about,
I know I said this show won't get goofy, but let's get a little goofy here.
What about these amoebas?
Yeah.
No, Theo Von's like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you're out hunting and you start with a rat, make your way up next, you want a stepdad.
That's a natural progression.
Dude, fucking Theo Von. I don't know how this guy's brain works, but he never fails to make me just absolutely crack up.
He's better than most comedians, I'll give him that. Yeah. I think it's very funny that he forces minimum wage workers to search for $20 bills around rooms. That's very funny to me.
That sounds like something he would do.
You haven't seen those?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah, there's this whole...
Is that his dark arts tour?
I have no idea. All I know is that, like, he goes to hotels on tour, I assume, so maybe that's it. And he'll hide, like, $200 worth of $20 bills in weird places all around the room, and then he'll, like, ask the maid or whoever comes by to be in this video, and they have to answer, like, these really basic trivia questions, and if they get a certain amount right, then they're allowed to look through the room and try and find these $20 bills.
That sounds like Theo Von.
And it's always, they're hidden in such weird fucking places, too. Like, he hides money, like, he'll lift up the vent in the floor and put one in there. He'll put a $20 bill in his sock drawer. He'll put one, like, underneath the shampoo bottle in the shower. These are all real.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Theo Von.
Yeah, and they almost never get more than $100, but they're just happy that they just got, like, an extra big tip out of it. So it's
just
kind of a
strange... Just for the sake of hilariousness.
I guess so, yeah.
It sounds like something, like some shit Hannibal Buress would do, too.
I don't know.
Hannibal Buress is just like Theo Von, man. They're just... They're, like, too genuinely just so bizarrely hilarious.
I think those guys are very different. First of all...
No, they're very different, but I see the correlation.
First of all, Hannibal is black.
What?
And Theo is white.
This is true.
And black people and white people, they different.
I know, but, like, their sense... Like, something about their sense of humor... Like the,
oh, okay.
Like the bizarre zaniness of them.
Sorry, I was too surface level.
Racist.
No, I'm just being colorful. That makes it fun. We like colors. We like coloring. Stay in the lines, though. Don't.
Moving on.
No.
We're not talking about amoebas.
I really wish we were, but you keep going.
But no, just like their way of like coming up with just like bizarre, just like random ass shit to like just randomly talk about. Yeah. Like Hannibal Buress, he just like randomly piped up. He's like, you know who I feel like has their shit figured out? Locksmiths. And then he went into this thing about the time he got locked out of his house. So he calls the locksmith or his apartment, calls the locksmith. Locksmith's like, all right, cool, I'm on my way. He's like, okay, first before you get here, how much is it going to be? He's like, I'll tell you when I get there. And he's like, that's awful fucking cocky of you to just assume that when you get here that I'm going to accept your services no matter what the price is.
Well,
you know?
You want back into your house, don't you?
Yeah, he figured that was the locksmith's like, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So they went there and they were arguing about the price, and this guy wouldn't budge. It was like some trivial amount by like $20, and this guy's like, nope, not going on $20. So Hannibal's just like, all right, yeah, then I don't want you. You can go away.
What?
So he just like went down the street, had a couple of drinks, and played a couple of arcade games, called a different locksmith that was like basically the same price. He said overall, it wasn't worth like the time that he put in, but he did teach that locksmith a lesson, so it's a moral victory.
No, that just sounds... Why doesn't Hannibal just use, like, his unlimited money to...
He is insanely cheap.
That's just a character trait
his? I forget what show he said it on. He said he is, outrageously cheap. Not frugal, not thrifty.
No,
cheap.
I'm pretty sure that's Carl Weathers in Arrested Development. He's outrageously cheap. Yeah. Hannibal is just being a dick at that point.
No, Hannibal is outrageously cheap. One time he like, it was like this guy, or he had to pay like $10 to park in like this one guy's yard or parking lot or something.
Yeah.
And he had a girl with him, and he goes over and he talks to the guy that was like managing it. He's like, what, is this your yard? Like, how come you can make people like pay $10? So he's sitting there like trying to haggle, trying to get his money back.
Yeah.
And I forget like the exact circumstances, but like the girl was just so awkward and she like just wanted out of there, and then he just left. He's like, whatever. Him and the girl just had...
If I had the ability to charge people for parking in my yard, I'd do it too.
Fuck yeah.
And if you don't want to pay it, get the hell out of here.
Find a different yard.
Yeah.
idiot.
Not many other yards you can park in, though. Makes mine seem extra exclusive.
Yeah, notice how I parked over two parking spots?
Yeah, that's a supreme talent.
Yes.
Right there. Oh, everybody out there, speaking of driving and shit, keep your eyes out for a puke green Infiniti.
No.
With the license plate Limitless.
If I see that, I'm running.
No, call 311, please, after you see them do something stupid. Because I promise, you'll watch them do something stupid. I've seen them do stupid shit many a time on my way to work. It's amazing, and I can't believe that they got so lucky to find a driver's license in a Cracker Jack box. Should probably find another one and renew it and get the complimentary class that goes along with it, I'm sure.
So, like, what do they do?
Elaborate.
No turn signals ever. Constantly 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. Observed talking on the phone while driving. Just general shittiness. I have it out for this car.
Yeah, all of those things are things that I do, but I'm still very aware of what I'm doing. And, right. I don't drive like shit. So I assume they're driving like shit, railing up on people's, bumpers and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit like that.
It's just all the bad stuff you can pick. It's happened. And I did get to honk at a Prius cab a couple weeks ago. Because they did this thing where there's this fun street that there's a stop sign in it, and it looks like you can go double wide with the cars, but you can't do that at a stop sign, ever. Yeah. That just doesn't happen. Dude rolls up next to me in this stop lane, does not stop at all, pulls a full California.
Yeah.
I stopped completely, so I immediately revved up next to him, honked, and gave him a real nice mean mug. That was not a good duplication, but you got to be in the moment for that.
Yeah,
and
it helps.
Sped ahead of that guy, never let him pass me. Fuck that.
Dude, establish dominance.
I feel like I did the right thing. I don't know if I changed the world in any way, but I changed my world. I know that.
No, he's probably ruined that guy's Thursday, so.
Yeah.
Or whatever day it was.
I don't know about ruined it, you know.
Made him angry for at least 20 minutes.
I feel like cab drivers operate on a different level of consciousness than us. Some level that tells them, oh, the actions I perform, they don't really have effects on other people. I just need to get my fare.
Every action I do is justified.
Yeah. Anything to get that tip at the end of the drive. So there's really there's no compromise you could reach with somebody whose brain is actually operating at a different frequency than yours. You just can't tune to it. You won't tune them to yours. It's done. You're fucked.
It's like talking to really smart people, really smart, and all they want to do is talk about smart people shit, and you're just like, I can't follow along with what you're saying. Can we talk about farts or something?
Bring them down to that level.
And beat them with experience.
Find some common ground, you know?
There is none. They're too fucking smart.
Is this someone in particular you're thinking of?
Yeah, a guy in my class, or last quarter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout outs to guy in Jared's class.
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
No, he was crazy brilliant, but he was a good dude. You could actually sit down and have a conversation with him.
Okay.
But he was just
once you got on something you could both talk about.
Next level brilliance.
Okay.
Just absolutely insane.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a good fucking dude, too.
But how brilliant? Crazy brilliant or just, dazzlingly?
I think dazzling. He's not like Stephen Hawking's, but he's definitely
Okay.
I'd say, I'd give him, on Drew level, kinda.
Okay.
About there.
Drew is a level you can attain in genius levels.
Yeah, that's a reasonable genius level that someone can attain and just, hang out at, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
We hang out with that level all the time.
Yeah. It's like they say, you got to hang out with people that are smarter than you. If you're the smartest one in the room, you're in the wrong room. I've been listening to a lot of self-help stuff.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mostly it's just a lot of motivational speeches with no actual plan of action. It's mostly wake up early, make your bed, do what you need to do. I'm like, all right, hold the fuck back up. There's a lot of shit that I need to do. I'm trying to be rich. Give me steps to be rich. Get your networking going. Make sure that your business is thriving. Tell me how to fucking do all of that.
Don't start a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
No.
Not worth it?
It's not worth it. No.
Okay.
It's not worth the spam. It's not worth the false leads that don't lead to anywhere. I've never opened a LinkedIn. I just hear about people who are on LinkedIn around me, and it never sounds fun.
Yeah, no one's ever wow, I'm so glad I have this LinkedIn account.
Yeah. All it is just like it's an account farm to send. It's just collecting usernames to send spam emails to. And if you do get a friend on there, it's always like in the context of a business opportunity. You don't you won't make any real friends.
Yeah, it's like talking to a crackhead on the street.
I have one, and it's.
You have a LinkedIn?
I do. It's where I find out that people who I don't talk to anymore look up my profile.
Awesome.
Because it tells you who's looking at it.
Oh, really? Yeah?
That's fantastic. So I could use that on Instagram.
Thanks for looking me up.
Is that just a default feature?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe. So it's just kind of funny because like I don't have anything really on there to update people what I'm doing because I just haven't.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
It's very much more of a professional thing.
But
right?
it's really funny to see who needs to look at my profile.
And you're
page.
Like, why do you give two shits?
That's the main reason you keep it around, right?
Kind of.
Just for the little window into the other souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the
internet's for.
Imagine
it's a bit of a self-esteem boost. You can look at like, they want me, and then keep moving.
But none of them can get it.
Oh, no, they can all go to hell.
Yeah, fuck all them people. But it's nice to know that they are interested in what
you're
doing.
No, it's not. No? I don't know what they want, and it's creepy that they're looking.
It just, like, genuinely just makes you feel upset.
Yeah, kind of. But not, like, bad upset, just kind of like...
Like, ew.
This doesn't need to be happening.
You
this
knew when you looked at me that I would know that you looked at me, so you did this on purpose, and now nobody's happy.
God, it just sounds like a cycle of bullshit on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I don't really go on it.
Would you like to delete it, or do you want to keep it around just for...
I don't really care.
Okay.
I just don't go on it. Like Facebook. Like, I have a Facebook page, and I don't go on Facebook.
Well, where else
anymore.
Are you going to find the memes?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Give me the memes.
We'll get them from you, man.
Yeah, I just haven't really gone on Facebook, and honestly, I don't miss it at all. Like, yeah, every time I look at it, I'm, like, so stressed out.
I spend so much less time on Facebook and Instagram. I haven't been on Snapchat in weeks.
Me neither.
Because there's there's the only reason I'm on either of those is for memes. Oh, Instagram's for hot girls, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But no, like, I go on Facebook to look at memes because I have, like, 7 specific people I follow that share just all the best memes in a couple of pages, and I scroll for like 10-20 minutes, and then that's it, because then there's nothing good on.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Speaking
to
of
be
fantastic
Mixmaster meme.
The memes for Avengers Endgame. So fucking great.
They good?
Oh, they're so good.
All right.
Have you guys seen it yet?
No. The thing is, we are
not
waiting.
Really interested.
We're waiting for the hype to taper off because we want to. We want to be as alone in the theater as possible.
That's a solid choice.
Because we don't want any people crying around us or laughing too loud.
Dude, I had a guy sitting next to me.
Was he bawling?
No, he was like, you know how somebody, like, they hit, like, every... Or, like, when you're watching some sort of performance, and, like, every spot that they... Like, the people that made the performance intended to be, like, moving, he reacted to. So it was constant, oh, wow. Oof. And I was just like, God fucking damn it. I'm going to kill myself.
Zoinks.
Yeah.
You know,
nonstop, the entire fucking movie, 3 hours.
That's ridiculous.
I was
going
to choke him.
That doesn't even count as having a personality, you know?
No.
Just because you're reacting to things happening in a movie doesn't mean that you are contributing anything. You're just responding to the signals that the director is putting out for you to react
to. Yeah, so do Venus flytraps. Fly rolls in, it just closes. Doesn't mean it has a fucking personality.
Yeah, that's...
It's reactive. It's not a personality trait. You're a fucking idiot.
I couldn't have put it any better myself. That fucking rules.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come up with have your own responses, okay? The Marvel thing, I've been over it for a very long time. I understand that people are extremely into it. I am still somewhat into it on some level.
See?
Not nearly as high as everyone else.
See, that's how I was up until I saw Infinity War. I was like, okay, wow, the new Marvel movie's coming out. I'll watch it soon. And then Infinity War dropped, and I watched that. I was like, I'm so excited for Endgame. How are they going to follow up this, you know? And they did an amazing job. Fantastic job.
See, I don't know what it is. There's just some difference between you and me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, no, see, where you're at right now is how I was before I saw Endgame.
Okay.
Or Infinity War, sorry.
I don't know, maybe you just may still be riding the dopamine from the movie, man.
Yeah.
That might be it.
It's pretty good. But I was also, Like, rather than sitting back and enjoying the movie, I tried to, like, sit there and, like, analyze every, or not everything, but just, like, what scenes meant, colors and shit, like, really try to feel.
Oh, get the meaning of it.
Get meaning
and the symbolism.
Like, can I give one spoiler before we
hop off? Just watch out, everyone.
Anyways, spoiler alert for you guys, too. Anyway.
I already know that. Since we're in spoiler territory, I'm very sure Tony Stark dies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Anyways, but no, there's one point where Thanos rolls up and he has like some crazy sword and he fucks up Captain America real bad and breaks his shield, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he has like half a shield.
Yeah.
And it was like three people versus Thanos. The other two got fucked up. I don't know where they're at.
All right.
So Thanos is right there with his whole army slowly advancing.
Yeah.
And Captain America stands up, cinches his shield over like a fat gash that he has in his arm. And it's like a wide angle shot of Captain America standing alone with a broken shield, fully hell bent on going after this entire army by himself.
Shit.
Chills. See, yeah. Like shit like that. I saw that and I got what they meant, you know, because it was pretty, you know, it's hard to miss.
What did they meant though?
What did they meant?
Yeah,
I meant it. But no, then it picks up and it gets fucking amazing.
All right, I'll take your word for it. We'll get in there sometime. I just not entirely sure when it's gonna be, but.
Eventually.
You know, just so we're on the same page with the rest of the world, we will get in there. It's just our motivation has taken other directions, like watching episodes of Survivor from 2003.
God damn it.
That's what we've been doing recently. And
you guys are idiots.
I'm telling you, it's way better than you think.
I don't think it is.
What? You weren't there, man. That's all I gotta say. You weren't there. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, we want you to, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Happy Cinco de Cuatro.
Yeah!
If you have triplets, give one away.
Just to keep things less confusing for yourself.
Quote Hannibal Buress.
Sounds fine to me. Okay, we'll be back next week, hopefully with Drew and Therese. There was a whole thing with pregnancy and whatever. It was to be expected. Whatever. Don't worry about it.
Disappointed, but not surprised.
It's the circle of life. All right, party on, everybody.